clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Burr, another chilly start. Get ready for it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll warm things up for you, hopefully. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Jam-packed full of great guests. Lots of things to talk about this morning. Awful thing happened in New York City, like in broad daylight. They took this guy out, the UnitedHealthcare CEO. I mean, that... The guy walks up, mask. I mean, he's ready to go. He waited on him 45 minutes. I mean, this is an assassination, a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Thompson, slain CEO of UnitedHealthcare, gunned down Wednesday, while top executives at his company have reportedly been under investigation by the DOJ for alleged insider trading and a monopoly. May or may not have absolutely anything to do with the murder, or perhaps it could. You know, I haven't found anything definitive, but it has been widely reported that there were words either inscribed, written, or in the UK, they reported engraved on the bullet casings that were left behind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There were three of them. And apparently the words, allegedly, deny, depose, defend.
Yeah, they got pictures of them. Yeah.
Well, I wonder why, because it seems like in the reporting... Some are, well, shall we say, not completely, they're not committal on it. They're I don't know, maybe it's not officially released through official channels, perhaps. I don't know, maybe that's changed. But the bottom line is, look, we know it's what, random?
No.
And my first thoughts were when I heard the news that this is a disgruntled person who had insurance, say through UnitedHealthcare, and probably had a loved one for whatever reason was denied some kind of coverage and perhaps died as a result. That was my first thought. Like, this is, you know, we tried, we went through all the hoops we had to jump through to try to, you know, get this care, et cetera, and so frustrated. And it's no excuse. You can't do that. But you're trying to get into, you know, the mindset of the type of person who could do that.
Right.
And others speculate, well, the guy seemed awfully comfortable with the handgun and apparently able to clear the weapon when there was a jam of some sort. Also had a suppressor on it. And so, I mean, that's not an easy apparatus to get a hold of. Shall we say? I don't think. I mean, it's not supposed to be. It's
suppressor? Well, yeah.
I thought you had to...
You get a tax stamp for it, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, your name, everything's on record. I mean...
Assuming it's a legal one.
Okay. So you're saying black market... Isn't the penalties for that pretty, like, automatic, sort of like 10 years or something? It's federal. It's pretty... I thought it was pretty stringent.
Probably is.
Yeah. Now they're going to try
to penalties are.
Yeah, they're going to try to change all that, and it has to do with hearing and stuff. Actually, under that, they're pushing for it.
They have been trying. Yeah.
But you know, Greg, that this was my initial thing, that this was a hit based on somebody who lost one because, you know, the healthcare this insurer, in their minds, you know, didn't do their job, and look. These companies, basically, the more they are stringent and cut people off of care and stuff, the more money they make. I mean, I'm not picking on corporations, but right? Isn't that how
that works? Yeah.
Yeah.
You get bonuses for not spending money.
Well, and to give you an idea how that works, I mean, the guy's base pay was like $1 million.
Right.
Which sounds like a lot. Look, you're running a billion-dollar corporation. That's not a lot at all in that case. But... with bonuses and stuff, in 2023, apparently he made $10.2 million.
Man, going from a million to over 10.
Well, and I'm not saying, again, that's, you know, if the marketplace pays it, yeah.
Sure.
But here's the problem. If so much of your pay is incentivized, what are the goals? What are the parameters? In other words, you've got to make X amount of dollars. And to do it, you're probably going to have to restrict health care. You're going to have to, you know, restrict, you know, some of the procedures and different things.
Sure.
I mean, that's I mean, I hate to say that's what they do.
Well, but we've seen what everything costs in air quotes here, too.
Yeah,
so they're trying not to spend that money.
Yeah. And so anyway, nonetheless, no matter what. Yeah, you can't go and kill somebody for that.
No.
And the only other thing I can think of is a personal type thing, a love triangle, something along those lines. Deny, depose, defend. You know, what if, I'm just throwing this out there, speculating in general. What if your loved one was attacked, was raped, you know, and it was... You know, done through, you know, hey, I'm your boss. I, you know, we got big plans for you, something like that. Because I'm trying to think of how deny, depose, and defend works into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you denied that this took place, you know, and you were deposed and you lied then. And so I'm just, look, I'm like everybody else. I'm going to speculate. I'm going to try to figure it out. But at the end of the day, I mean, this guy's dead. It happened in broad daylight. They still don't have the suspect.
50-year-old, married, 2 kids. Yeah, that's sad.
He left his, apparently the shooter dropped the phone. It appears to be a white male. They've got some photos, apparently, that show the killer in Starbucks before the fatal shooting. And so I think we might hear something in the next day or two.
Yeah, I mean, because they've got some, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of coverage of the face, but still, somebody knows this person.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if you're playing detective at home, you know, I'd be scouring all the, you know, apparently there were threats.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But if you're the CEO of a large healthcare company like that, you're going to get, you're not going to make, you're definitely not going to make everybody happy.
No.
So, I know, but yeah, I'd be looking at, you know, who are these complainers? How far did they take their complaints? What was the result, et cetera? I know that would be part of the list. And since they insure millions, it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of closed CCTV all around that area. So they're going to work hard to solve this case. Oh, the other thing, $10,000 for a reward when the guy made $10 million?
Yeah, that seems...
That's like Crime Stoppers money, which I understand that. But wouldn't you think the company would kick in and go, we want to find this guy's killer. We're willing to throw in $100K, which is nothing to them.
Yeah.
You know, they blow that on a handkerchief on a Saturday morning. You know? It is 6:15. Good morning. The Bob Rose Show continues. Greg Cassidy is here. Stay warm. 97.3 The Sky.
But ever since the Garden of Eden, when Eve was convinced by the snake to eat the apple,
The Dana Show,
women too have been convinced to go for the apple by the snake. There's a reason why you're not the head of your household.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Thursday. Weekend's getting close. Hang in there, my friends. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Remember, the Bob Rose Show, you can get the podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe, and you are in. Later on, we'll talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek at 8:05. Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office will be along in the 9 o'clock hour, so there's plenty to look forward to. Your top story is the assassination, basically, of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, and shot down in cold blood in the city streets in New York. It appears pretty obvious that it was targeted. So we'll dig into that a little bit further. One of the other things that's going on is SCOTUS agreed to start to listen to a case that involves sex changes. What's the term they like to hear? Gender care. Transgender care. Everybody deserves care. You're sick. Let's treat them like we would anybody else. But no, they're referring to something that, well, I think it'd be hard to say anything other than mutilation.
Yeah.
And all the arguments of the left have been debunked. Of course, the lefty media doesn't acknowledge that. But the people that have gone through these sex change operations and all the use of hormones and all that, they're starting to come out. The stories are coming out more and more that's going to be hard for them to completely suppress it, where these people have gone through this process. And in fact, not only are they not happier than they were previously, they're in many cases even more upset and depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't like to tell that side of a story. Why push an agenda that basically is irreparable in many cases? Why would you push that so hard on kids, claiming that, you know, you want to do what's right for them and how they feel? We mentioned this yesterday. I've got to give Greg credit. He said, yeah, if you got like anorexia, you look in the mirror, there's a disconnect there. You have something wrong with you. You believe, like I use Karen Carpenter as mm-hmm. an example. She looked in the mirror even when she literally was skin and bones and thought she saw an obese person mm-hmm. and really believed. I mean, she truly, truly believed it.
Yes, she did.
I mean, couldn't you feel yourself like, oh, that's a wrist, and that's only 3 inches around.
I know,
maybe I should eat.
Strange.
No. So, but yet we treat these things like, you know, hey, we can fix this. The kid feels this way. Let's fix it. But not their mind. Not deal with it from a, you know, mental health issue. No, let's physically alter them forever.
That's like telling the skinny person, you know, you're right. You are obese.
Yeah.
And then doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing to help them. It makes no sense whatsoever.
But there's people that can really kind of help and guide us. Really smart people.
Sure.
Like, if you're a Supreme Court justice, my goodness, you've got
to
be smart.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, I would say you have to, you know, there's probably a baseline. You'd have to be smart to get to that position, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But remember the justice that got confirmed after she had difficulty defining what a woman was.
Well, it was trendy at the time to not be able to tell the difference, I guess.
Well, that's Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, Ketanji. And she was the one who had difficulty. Couldn't define woman in her confirmation hearing. Not, I mean, she had difficulty. She never actually finished the task.
And what drives me crazy about that, you're putting someone in a position that's supposed to make decisions based on logic, based on documentation, based on our Constitution, but they follow the trend at the time that they can't tell you what a woman is, and you put her in as a justice? Something's wrong there.
And these are the people that will decide, based on the bedrock of our nation, the Constitution, whether something is constitutionally allowable or not.
Right.
You know, and they're the ones that we supposedly trust to be able to accomplish that. So this Justice Jackson comes out in oral arguments that began yesterday. And she said basically that this Tennessee law banning puberty blockers for minors constitutes sex discrimination. To which I would ask, well, which sex are you referring to?
Since she doesn't really know
difference. Even when you narrow it down to one sex, what is a woman?
Right. She can't tell you.
She couldn't tell you that, but yet she knows that somehow, some way, this is sex discrimination. Oh, and it gets better. Sotomayor.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, which we know she's left of center, right?
Oh, yeah.
She basically compared the risks of puberty blockers and sex mutilating surgeries for minors, the risks.
Okay.
Which any surgery has substantial risks.
Sure.
You're messing with hormones, substantial risks, especially when they're not even hit puberty yet. But the bottom line here is she basically said and compared it to the risks of taking aspirin.
And these are the smart people.
Yes, that's the
theoretically.
That's part of my point. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a shocking comparison. You just have to wonder.
Yeah.
What the people, you know, in the courtroom were thinking when she would say something like that. Like, I get it. You're not a medical professional. You're supposed to be a legal scholar and expert, but you've reached a certain age. I mean, she's in her, I think, late 60s. And you've never, or anybody close to you, ever had surgery where they sit you down and they tell you that all surgeries are risky, Going under anesthesia is risky.
Oh, it's like taking an aspirin, Bob. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
I could take a bunch of aspirins. I could even get a hole in my stomach. I think the risks of surgery still outweigh that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Pete Hegseth, still living life on the bubble, so to speak. I'll explain coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The ceasefire in Lebanon.
Remarkable calm after what had been 14 months of war.
I think a lot of this has to do with the change administration's coming up.
The news that's trending.
I am concerned with all these nominees.
I think she's compromised.
The news that's now.
The United States Lieutenant Colonel.
Don't let these allegations distract us. The Pentagon has been more focused on pronouns than they have lethality the past 4 years.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Bob.
Hi there. Greg Elf. Greg Elf.
Oh, yeah.
Santa's team.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. You are the team.
Yes.
And
that'd be the reindeer, wouldn't it?
Everything. You're everything. You're the elves. You're the reindeer. You're the workshop. You're putting the toys together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're all that. In fact, you and Mrs. Claus start baking some cookies, if you don't mind, because I could go for that
cookies
right now. Good morning. Welcome. It is a chilly start. Tis the holidays, though. I got to check out a little get-together at the Rock Church and, shake hands with Pastor George, who I had him on the radio years ago. They were rendering aid and dragging trailers full of food and supplies up to the victims of Katrina.
Wow, that's going back. Yeah.
But anyway, our friend Hollywood sang, and he was just, wow.
Good.
He did a duet, and it was impressive. But nice. But anyway, it was nice to shake hands and see some people I haven't seen in years.
Oh, yeah.
And,
always fun.
Yeah, and some of them look, like they've aged.
Then
I thought, they don't think that about me. No. One lady actually did say, oh, you look different. Like she had met me, a few years back. And
right.
I go, yeah, I'm getting old.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was very nice to get in the holiday spirit. And,
yeah.
And in fact, everybody can get in the holiday spirit Saturday, Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the holiday parade. And you know who the Grand Marshal is? I told you before, but maybe you forgot. Shaquille O'Neal.
He's his own float. I mean, he's so big.
He is good. If it's warm out enough,
yeah,
he's going to be shirtless and he's going to have that Gold Bond powder all over him. And then he's going to be throwing out icy hot samples.
Uh-huh. Signing you up for car insurance.
Look, he's got to work it. He's doing this out of the goodness of his heart. So he's got to work for his clients.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to kick off the holiday season with us in style. And that is this Saturday on West University. And the parade's supposed to kick off at noon. So you want to get there a little early.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself a place to sit and what have you. For more information, go to GainesvilleFL.gov/parade. You won't remember that, but you just look up Gainesville Parade.
Search for it. It's there.
But use DuckDuckGo when you're going to search, right?
Well, of course.
It's the best. All right. It is 6:41 right now. Good morning. Joe Biden taking a little cat nap while there's a meeting going on. God bless him. You know what I mean? God bless him.
Bless his heart.
And you know what? It is sad that is the story. He gave a speech in Africa, Angola. And he was falling asleep during a meeting and all that. And I know, look, the talking heads are going to play those clips. And I still don't find it funny because it's very uncomfortable. Leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Clearly not in a position to be in that position. So it's kind of sad. But anyway, we'll move on from there. Here's the important thing. Here's the takeaway. So he's giving what amounts to about $2 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
To Angola. Now, part of it is to rebuild a train. It's called the Lobito. I might be saying that wrong, but
I hope so.
but it is Lobito. Maybe it's Lobito.
Sure,
but it's a corridor. Well, look, it if you know your history, clearly I don't in this part of the world, but you go back over 120 years, Belgium and Portugal worked on this corridor, if you will, because it's rich with minerals in that area, specifically the Democrat Republic of Congo. Now, not needed by the Belgians back in the day, but needed now is what else they have there, which is cobalt. And all your EVs and all that, that's an important ingredient, if you will.
Can I take a sidetrack here on your train track?
Yeah.
Because isn't it the Chinese who are benefiting from all this mining?
Well, that's why I did a little bit of research. Okay. And they wanted it to look, how do I say this? China's way ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
They are what's called the Belts and Roadways and tie you up and beat you or something. That plan's been implemented. They're way ahead of us. They're in the African continent. They have been making substantial investments, expenditures, et cetera. Okay. Here's the deal. In 2004, China poured at least $2 billion into revamping the corridor.
Okay.
But in 2022, a U.S.-backed consortium won the rights to develop the railway. So there's private money, shall we say, invested in this. Joe Biden went over there, basically cutting a check for additional funding so that we would have access to these critical minerals. But back to your suggestion that the Chinese will end up benefiting from this, that's still very, very possible.
Because the railway is one thing. Owning the mines and the mining is another. And that's what I thought that Hunter helped negotiate the deal where the Chinese got control of the mining and the minerals. So unless it's a different area, but it's just the irony that Biden's throwing a couple of billion to help a railway that could be helping the Chinese just couldn't get out of my brain.
Well, and China, by the way, like I said, they've made investments. Over the last 20 years, they've poured at least $170 billion into building ports, railroads, other infrastructure all across Africa. So, yes, no matter what else takes place, they're going to benefit to some extent at least a little and maybe greatly. So, yeah. Yeah. While Joe Biden takes a nap.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy that mandated all these electric vehicles and all that, but we don't have the rare earth minerals to fill the order, so to speak.
That's why Dodge is going to build a new Hemi.
Yeah. We need another Hellcat.
Oh, man.
It is 6:45. It's Thursday, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. It is 6:51. Good morning. Welcome. It's Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson basically assassinated in New York City in public during broad daylight, and the shooter is still on the loose. Wow. And you know, you're CEO of a company, made $10 million last year, and they do have in-house security, as you might imagine.
Sure.
Apparently they weren't with him at that time.
No.
I don't know if they were nearby or if they weren't assigned to him at all, but
I didn't see anybody, but and I don't think it would have prevented what happened just by watching the video. Even if you had people around him that, you know,
might have prevented the additional shots, perhaps.
Yes, they probably could have, someone could have gotten him potentially. Right. So
yeah,
that would have made the difference.
So it's a sad, sick story. I think there's, well, it's interesting because what, you know, what was the motivation? What's behind it? Because clearly this was a hit, not random at all. All right. So you got that going on. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. He's going to be with us at approximately 8:05 this morning. So we'll talk to him. And Joe Biden. Apparently he is weighing his options here.
Yeah.
Whether or not to give out preemptive pardons. Preemptive pardons. Nobody's charged with a crime. This includes possibly Liz Cheney.
Okay.
Shifty Schiff. Okay. Shifty Fauci.
Yeah. So it's kind of a future get out of jail card.
Yeah.
Is what it would kind of be.
But the language is going to be simple. These people are liars, scum-sucking vermin, but they're going to be forgiven for all of their sins.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, an early pope got in trouble for exactly that kind of thing. Is selling forgiveness of indulgences.
Oh.
That really is what kind of... there was a priest back in the day, you might have heard of him, Martin Luther. Yeah, when he caught word of this was like the final, like, I've heard enough.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was even a song that I guess was popular during this time. We're going way, way back. We're talking about the Medici family.
Oh, my
goodness. And them,
that was way before the Partridge family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen to this. As soon as the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs.
Oh, wow. That's some heavy lyrics right there.
Give if you want.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you expect forgiveness, you better.
It's going to cost you ahead of time.
Yeah. So I guess that's. Is that what Joe Biden's doing?
Could be.
Preemptive pardons.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that. You know what that tells you, right? Why would you need a preemptive pardon?
Right.
Unless you have committed a crime.
Right.
Now, I'm not perfect, but I don't think I need a pardon for anything.
No.
I mean, a pardon from God for my buffoonery, but I mean, legally.
Right. That'd be like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pay your bail ahead of time because I know you're going to do something really stupid.
Yeah.
You're going to get caught. But here, I've got your bail is already covered. Don't worry about it. You'll get out.
Now, listen, they're going to rationalize it like, well, because Trump's in power now, he's going to do what did to him, which is interesting because it does turn the tables on them. So what you're saying, Democrats, is the weaponization of government is real, and you used it against Trump, and now you're afraid he's going to do the same thing to you.
What that says.
But, of course, they deny that, you know, it was weaponization.
Right.
But we know it was. So, yep. We'll see if he hands these out like candy. It is right now. It is 6:55 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcast. Click on subscribe. Small Business Association, D.C. It looks like they have a pick. I'll tell you who it is. And, of course, yes, another one that'll have to undergo scrutiny. And, of course, we still have the other picks like Pete Hegseth. Where does he stand right now? Details on all of that coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.